Back here on 96.5, The Fan, if you missed it, we just talked about terrible takes. Do you have a terrible take that you're willing to admit?
Me? I wanted Alex Gordon cut in 2011.
I said Trevor Lawrence is going to win the MVP last year.
Well, I remember working with somebody who wanted Nick Foles to start at quarterback.
Somebody said in the text line, the Chiefs should give the Raiders a head start and play all the backups in the first quarter, then bring everybody else in second, third, and fourth.
If the Chiefs gave the Raiders a 35-point lead, how many points would the Raiders score? 35?
Text line wants to know, what Hy-Vee are you going to be at today? I'm not around a radio this morning.
119th in Olathe.
There you go.
Just west of I-35.
Somebody said they're going to unfriend Darren on Facebook for this take.
Oh, somebody knows that guy?
I guess.
Okay, all right. I mean, that really is the worst Chiefs take I've ever seen. Maybe one of the worst sports takes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Mac, I know you have a lot of bad sports takes. What is yours?
Yeah, you said you have a document.
Like,
you
keep a document of your bad sports takes,
and
which is wild. You know?
I was looking through. I didn't even remember I had this take, but it was quoted, Justin Fields will bring back the Lombardi Trophy to Chicago. That was my take when he was drafted.
Yeah,
that's pretty bad.
That's a good one.
It's pretty bad.
Insert random quarterback that Chicago drafts every third year is going to bring the Lombardi Trophy back.
Apparently I didn't learn because I'm doing it with Caleb Williams
again.
Yeah,
they're not going to win.
I guess I did guarantee the Royals were going to beat the Yankees like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing. Look, I thought the Royals matched up well with the Yankees. That's not saying in 2023 that they still should have drafted. That would be like going out there and if you're Baltimore saying, you know what, Adley Rutschman was the right pick over Bobby Witt Jr.
I've been on Bobby's train since day one.
But in Baltimore, if they're saying that, which they weren't, because I listened to a lot of Baltimore radio at the beginning of the month when we were playing the Orioles and they were complaining that they missed, they took Adley Rutschman, they should have taken Bobby Witt Jr. That would be like getting on your soapbox and saying, we made the right decision with Adley Rutschman. That Bobby Witt Jr., I don't care how good he is, Adley Rutschman was still the right pick. No, he wasn't. And it's okay to admit when you're wrong about something. I was wrong about Alex Gordon. I think Josh's worst take was Thanksgiving. The Buccaneers were 6-5, and Josh declared them dead. We're never going to see them again that week we played them Thanksgiving. Boy, did Josh get that one wrong.
Yeah.
And he also, Ben Zobrist being a luxury, we really didn't need him, you know, as the ad. But no, we've all had bad takes, and it's good to admit it and mock yourself.
Feels good to just, like, get it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay being self-deprecating. Like, that's fine. Like, yeah, I mean, like, and I love the text line admitting their bad takes that we just, if you met in the previous segment, we talked about, like, there was a local fella that said in 2023 that the Kansas City Chiefs still should have drafted Deshaun Watson over Patrick Mahomes.
In 2023.
2023.
Yes!
Like, literally last year.
I thought the White Sox were going to be good last year, so that was a bad take by me. I was like, they have an outside shot of maybe winning this division. Oh, my God, they're the worst team ever. So I swung and missed at that one.
Somebody from the 913, I initially thought Andy Reid was a bad hire for my bad sports take.
You know what? I'll back you up on that one. I thought the Andy Reid one, I was like, wow, all right, going right back to a guy who was just let go, maybe should take a year off. Like, nope, it was absolutely right hire. Completely right hire. Absolutely 100% right hire.
From the 913, bad take a few years ago, I thought Spags was just riding Mahomes' coattails.
Oh,
good honesty today, baby.
I like it. Yeah, keep them coming in. Like the bad ones you had. Like I do. I think my worst one was cut Alex Gordon on opening day of 2011. He would go on to have maybe become the best left fielder in franchise history and also hit the biggest home run next to George Brett in franchise history, right? Mm-hmm. Like, clearly was wrong on that one. But again, that's why you become a prisoner of the moment. Sometimes you have to pause and take a step back. Like, we started the segment with Mike Greenberg being a prisoner of the moment that Baltimore's never going to lose, and yet they already have two losses on the season. And then we played this take from this Rob Parker guy. I mean, I thought it was the worst take I'd ever heard. Really, like, Rob Parker, your take sucks. And then you rolled out that one by Devin Smith or whatever it was about the Chiefs, you know, should have drafted Deshaun Watson.
From the
Watson, yes!
From the 816, I thought Sky Moore was a good pick. I think a lot of people are on that.
My wife is holding on to Sky Moore like it's nobody's business.
She's the only one.
She bought an autographed ball at an auction a few years ago of Sky Moore, and I said, look, I'm going to donate this to another charity auction, a couple years ago.
Gold's garage sale.
And she's like, no, Sky Moore is going to be good. I'm like, let me give this ball to another charity auction, please. This was 2 years, and so she's hanging on for dear life that Sky Moore is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Be good at selling insurance or something
yeah,
next year.
Right, yeah. Next year, yeah.
somebody said, I thought Travis Kelce was a bad pick when they drafted him. Third round out of Cincinnati.
Why were you even caring back then, though? I mean, third round pick, Cincinnati, who cares?
Like, I remember when they picked him, I was like, this kid's got potential. And I was like, the only reason he fell in the draft is because he had weed problems, is what they said.
That's what it was, yeah.
And I was like, if that's his issue, then like, sign me
right.
up.
That, back when weed was looked at like it was the devil's lettuce, right? Oh my God, we got a football player that's smoking some bud.
It still might be the devil's lettuce, but it's accepted.
Yeah, I mean, true, yes.
I mean, the fireball is the devil's cologne, and we're still ripping those things.
If you go to a Chiefs game and you're not doing shots of Fireball, you didn't go to a Chiefs game.
You go play golf and you don't take Fireball. You didn't play golf.
Or hot
They literally sell them in buckets.
Yeah, they do. Golf tournaments are the best with the buckets of Fireball. Everybody's doing them. Golf tournaments, it's so much fun. How many Fireball shots did you have today, Aaron?
What? Laramie Tunsil, who did the gas mask thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that tanked his stock. One of the best left tackles.
I was just going to say, arguably the best left tackle.
Yeah, it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the stupid test, right? Like, it shows if you've got a brain or not. You're putting yourself on Twitter in a gas mask smoking out of a bong. That doesn't sit well with the NFL.
Well, he didn't put it on Twitter. His stepdad did like 5 minutes before he got drafted. Yeah. It was sketch as F, dude. Yeah. Like,
why would you do that? Costing your kid money.
He sent that picture to like a buddy or somebody, and his stepdad got a hold of it. And then, like, 10 minutes for the draft, they're like, check out this picture of Laramie Tunsil. I'm like, drafting first overall, dude. That guy's got good lung capacity. He's got good vision.
So funny.
Just a selfie with him. Last one before we get into some content from the 913. This one hurts to say, but I thought Matt Castle was going to be our savior, but I'm glad I could get that off my chest. I feel much better.
Who didn't, though? Who didn't at that point in time,
right? I mean, his first year, he was good.
Coming on, he was great in his first year. That's because of Charlie Weiss. And then Charlie quit in the middle of a game against Baltimore, went and had pizza, and Matt Castle and the Chiefs organization was never the same. I remember talking, I don't know, can I say it? Is time passed? Can I say this on the air now? I remember having a conversation one time. Man, I don't know if I should say it on air or not.
I mean, it's up to you. I don't know what you're about to talk about.
Yeah, well, remember the Todd Haley, Charlie Weiss dynamic wasn't great. It was like two kids fighting in a sandbox all the time, right?
Yeah.
And Charlie Weiss, at the beginning of that year, said, I was brought here to fix the quarterback at training camp. We're like, okay, fine. And he did, right? Like, Matt Castle was great that year under Charlie Weiss. Charlie was getting the credit for it. Todd Haley didn't like the fact that Charlie Weiss was getting the credit, so it caused a riff and eventually led to Charlie Weiss quitting at halftime of the Ravens game and going up to the pizza shop in the Northland and sitting there and having pizza. And I was told by somebody in the organization that we thought about firing Todd Haley after that season and keeping Charlie Weiss. Mm. And I said, well, you should have. I mean, but they said we were afraid to get crushed by the media if we did it that way. Mm. And I'm like, God, you can't make those bad decisions because you're worried about how the media is going to react. Everybody inside that building knew that Charlie Weiss was the brains behind that operation. And that's where I get the conversation started. Like, if you're a true leader, it doesn't matter who gets the credit. Do you think Andy Reid's walking around right now trying to get rid of Spags because he's getting all the credit right now for the way things are going? No. Mm. That's what a leader does. You hire the right people. You put them in place. They get the credit. Everybody wins, and everybody has a successful time. Todd Haley couldn't understand and fathom that Charlie Weiss was getting all the credit, and it drove him out of football, basically. Because if he just accepted it and was like, yeah, we're doing great. Charlie's doing great things on offense. Maybe that thing is up and running. Maybe we don't have Andy Reid at this point in time. Who knows? I'm glad it worked out the way that it did. But if you're a boss, a leader of an organization, don't worry about the credit. Who the hell cares who gets the credit? Just hire the right people and let everybody take the credit and everybody wins. And to me, that's what it's all about. And that was the downfall of Todd Haley.
Somebody has some advice for you from the 816. It says, Bob, take that Sky Moore ball and erase the first name, first part, and write in Matt. That will help increase its value.
That's good. I do like that. Yeah.
And then somebody from the 913, I thought Chris Benoit was a good guy when he came to the WWE. Oh, okay.
Wasn't Chris Benoit the guy who played like in Back to the Future, the dad?
No, he's the one that murder-suicide his entire family.
Oh.
Yeah. Hung himself, killed his wife.
Oh, my God.
Watch the Vince McMahon documentary. Whew. They bring it up. WWE like did this whole celebration of life for him the next night, and then like later on that night they're like, by the way, strangled his son with a pillow, hung himself, and killed his wife.
That's really bad.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
Yeah, Chris Benoit, man. The crippling crossface was his finisher.
Such a good doc.
It is really good. You should listen to it. Yeah. Somebody keeps bringing up, a lot of people are bringing up that some guy used to work here said that Blake Bortles would be the next Tom Brady. It's a bad take.
Yeah.
Not sure he ever owned that one. If he did, it's on screen somewhere on Hallmark.
Right.
And there's a new host that does more on Hallmark than he ever did. Anyways, I want to bring this up because the Chiefs keep killing TV ratings.
This is unbelievable, right?
It is insane. And I know that this weekend's game at 325, Harlan Trent Green will call it. So it'll be a big game on CBS. Not the game, I don't think, of the
week. No, it's not. No, there's a couple of 325 games this week.
Yeah, and I guarantee you it'll have huge ratings.
Sure.
Even though it's the Raiders and the Chiefs, it doesn't matter because it's the Chiefs.
It is. And so this comes from Front Office Sports, which if you're a nerd of like the business side of sports, kind of like I am, you like this kind of stuff. But Fox drew 27 million viewers for the Chiefs game on Sunday over the 49ers.
Now, that was the national game.
That was the only game on Fox. Yeah, so if you were watching Fox, you were watching.
There.
Absolutely, it did.
Yeah.
But still,
either
27
way.
Million people are tuning in to watch the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the fourth most watched game of the NFL season, extending the Kansas City Chiefs' runs of TV dominance. The unbeaten Chiefs have now been involved in five of the six highest TV audiences for the NFL season. Okay,
sure.
Five of the six highest TV audiences involve our team. That's why when Netflix says, hey, I want to spend money on the NFL, but we're only doing it if you put the Chiefs on, this is why. And I'll get to that in a second.
Because five of six?
Five of the
Do
six.
Do you have the list?
I don't.
I would say I would guess the only one that
was the Dallas Ravens.
Okay. That was going to be my guess.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. So on the low end, the Cardinals 17-15 win over the Chargers on Monday night. Listen to this.
That's on ESPN Plus.
ESPN Plus only.
Yeah.
1.8 million people watch that game on ESPN Plus. That's it.
That's 1.6 more than I thought.
I mean, that's crazy. The game on ESPN, the Ravens Buccaneers game, 16 million people watched it.
Yeah, more availability.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. 25 million people subscribe to ESPN Plus. And people will say, oh, it's streaming and all that. Now, about 16 million people or 13 million people, I think it was, watched the Amazon game on Thursday night. So people are going over to that streaming. It's just
nobody has ESPN Plus, though, by the way.
25 million people. Is that a lot? I don't know. That's less than 10% of the population of America.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Like, I just, ESPN, obviously, you can have that game. Like, a lot of people will have that as a basic channel, YouTube TV, like,
right,
whatever.
Sure.
But ESPN Plus, like, even I was like, do we have ESPN Plus? Went over to the app, was like, subscribe. I'm like, absolutely not. I have my phone.
Right.
I know ways to watch that if I need to, and I don't really need to watch Arizona Chargers.
But I don't think it happens to be the matchup. I just think by the time at 9 o'clock
for
Eastern.
Sure, it's the matchup.
Well, 9 o'clock Eastern on Monday night, I think people are done with football at that point in time. And then you're giving me Chargers and Cardinals. I'm totally out on that one on a streaming service.
Right. But if you gave me Chiefs and Raiders at 8 o'clock, which that's where that game would be because it's in Vegas, I guarantee you that number's way over 1.7.
No question. And it would be.
But the outlier is involved, right?
The Chiefs.
But you flip the games, right? Even flip those. Put Arizona Cardinals and Chargers on the ESPN game.
Yeah.
Put Bucks Ravens in that ESPN Plus game. Bet that changes.
But 1.8 million people? That's nothing.
More people are going to watch the World Series Game 1. What do you think that rating is going to be?
Oh, I think they'll
Friday
be
night.
I think they'll be double digits. Like I say 10,
like
11, 12 million. Yeah. That's beating in
two major markets.
Right, two major markets and on Fox.
Mm. And Friday night. Not really a competitive sport going against it.
Right, but still, like, when was the last time like 1.8 million people watched an NFL game, regardless of what platform it's on?
1988.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, like, 1.8 million people? That ESPN Plus has got to be going, wait, hang on a second here, man. That number sucked. Like, you got to figure out what you're doing. But you're also asking people, and again, the NFL has been so popular because all your games are on free TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
All your home market games are on free TV. And this game was on free TV in their markets, if anybody's a Cardinal or Charger fan, which there aren't. But if you continue to ask NFL fans to jump through these hoops for these other games that aren't in their home market, how many fans are going to do that? I'm interested to see what the Christmas Day game gets, you know, with the Steelers and Chiefs. I think it's going to be a huge number.
Yeah.
But is this 1.8 million an outlier?
It depends.
If the Steelers are good and the Chiefs are good, those are two of your best fan bases in the NFL.
But if the Chiefs are like, what, 13-1 going to that game or 13-2 going to that game, that'd be 15, 16, 17. So yeah, 13-2 and they're resting starters.
Yeah, maybe not. But
it's also a noon game on Christmas. And I don't know how people normally do their Christmas or whatever it may be, but normally by noon
you're done.
That's like the lull and like where you're just like, all right, like dinner or whatever eating's at two, we've opened all the stuff up, now it's time to just like get away from me, throw all the wrappers away, you know, and just enjoy
and when you have little kids, you're done, you know, with the
they're
the
off doing their
by
thing.
6:15 in the morning, so. you know, they're playing with their toys and doing all that stuff, and parents are passed out. But
have you gotten any Christmas wish list items yet from the girls?
We're taking them out on vacation.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Okay. So it's like a big Christmas.
Yeah.
And then buy them some stuff there.
Yeah, probably, or whatever, or not. I mean, you're going on vacation.
Enjoy this. Yeah, trust me, it hit the account.
Right. No doubt. No doubt.
Now
I may make
that.
Them sit through that 90-minute timeshare instead of me and my wife.
Brutal. Would you rather do that or watch Arizona and the Chargers on ESPN Plus?
Have you sat through a timeshare before?
Yes.
Okay, so you know what they're like.
Brutal.
Like, those guys are
very
vultures,
brutal.
Right?
Oh,
but if
yeah.
they're going to give you, you know, the trip for nothing, you got to sit through it. I'd rather watch the Chargers and Cardinals and sit through the timeshare.
Somebody says on the text line that 1 million of those people that watched the ESPN Plus game had bets on that game.
Probably so, yeah. But that's a crazy low number. That's a crazy low number. So my point was, like, if you're going to continue to do that and you're not getting the numbers, well, you're asking people to jump through a lot of hoops, subscribe to a lot of different things. Like, people are tired of being nickel and dimed to death. They just are.
Yeah, I just, to me.
And I think that's a great silent night protest by the country to not watch that game.
And I think ESPN Plus is one of those things where, like, the only people that have it are the people that bought the bundle package of, like, Hulu, ESPN Plus, and Disney Plus. I think they're the three that are together, and it's right. like $12.99 or now probably like $16.99. And I think that's the only reason you have it. ESPN Plus didn't really offer anything other than, like, Kansas versus UMass in basketball.
And people used to get mad when, like, Kansas would play on ESPNU and you had to add that channel. That's why they're doing it. They're trying to get subscribers, you know?
But they've got to put a better product.
They do.
Like, the first time we had an Amazon game on Prime was week 2 last year, and it was Chiefs-Chargers. And it just went nuts.
Yeah, like, everybody's like, okay.
The other thing, too, is, like, does ESPN have to bid on that game? Like, hey, we get an ESPN Plus game this week. Like, let's... And I think the other reason why is that the Manning cast, they chose the Manning cast over that game.
Because they're trying to get those subscribers to the Plus.
And there's exactly. And there's no doubt they didn't do that, because I brought this up on Monday or on Tuesday. If you want to do the doubleheader Monday night game, don't have the Manning cast on that night. Because then you can go Monday Night Football on ESPN, second Monday Night Football game on ESPN2, and people just literally with their remote can just hit up or down, even though they hit last.
Look, dude,
and
that's a big deal. I talked to so many
really
people
is.
About channel surfing, and it's hard to do
on streaming. I know
I
sound old, and I sound like a grumpy old guy, but having to go from, like, live TV to hitting source, scrolling over to ESPN Plus, hitting the enter button,
right.
going to the game, join live. Yes, you've done 5 steps.
Right.
Where nobody wants to
where
do.
You could just hit Preve on your remote your previous,
during a doubleheader game.
Right, and just flip back and forth. You're I mean, you do sound like a grandpa
sure.
when you say that.
I'm sure.
But you're not wrong. And,
right.
and I've heard it a number of times from people. Like, probably about once a week, people go, oh, I like the streaming, but it's too hard to switch between games, and I'm a channel flipper, and I like to go back and forth, and streaming makes that basically impossible to do something like that.
Right.
So that does factor in. And look, just because you're the NFL and you're arrogant doesn't mean you can roll out Cardinals and Chargers and think everybody's just going to watch because it's on. It's like the Seinfeld, you know, line. Why am I watching this show? Because it's on. Not yet. It's not.
Yeah.
Like, just because the NFL is giving you a game, they just think everybody's going to walk over and watch this. But if it's a bad game and it's on a streaming service that a lot of people don't have, you're probably not going to get a lot of people to watch.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just like someone says, you also can't split screen the games because they're on the app. Like, I mean, I sound like a curmudgeon and a grouchy old man, but, like, literally that's what it is. Like, it shouldn't have to be a process of
people
I have to
want
go through.
Convenience.
I mean, we have meetings all the time with our boss. He's like, simplicity sells. Like,
yeah.
Give your take, tease it, come back, and deliver it right away. Otherwise, people are like, I don't want to sit here and wait for it. I don't want to wait for this. I don't care if Bob's going to have to, like, wipe his ass 3 times a day because he had, you know, chicken noodle soup. I don't know where that came from.
But that was bizarre, but that's fine. You're working like I mean, it's something
but
I,
like,
would say. But
when
yeah.
we go to a commercial break, like we're about to, and I'm like, coming up on the other side, we do smash or pass. We want to get right into it. We don't want to have to, like, hit source, scoop over, go to this, hit okay, hit this. Like, it's not worth it. Plus, when it's a dog blank game,
right.
Chargers in Arizona, and they give me the score update in the left corner.
And you have Scott Hansen on the Manning cast doing cut-ins.
And it says 0-0 end of the first. I'm like, well, I'm definitely not going
not
over there
going
now.
To that game. But yeah. You know, I just think about yourself in your everyday life. You work all day. You do your kids' stuff. You run them around. You come home at night. You sit down. You got maybe 45 minutes to an hour. You just want to veg out.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to do is work to try to find something. And it does. Right. It sounds old, but it is the reality. And I would venture to say, if we put up a poll question about it, the overwhelming majority would be on our side, be like, yeah, it sucks. You know, I just want to hit the previous
and
screen
that's why
button.
We're not talking about Amazon Prime games, because it's the only game
it's
on.
It's the only game
so
on.
I don't have to worry about, you know, fiddling
right.
around.
Right. It's the Red only
Zone,
game on.
Red Zone on my TV is an app. I don't get Red Zone taken off my TV until it's like, all right, Jim, we're live here in Vegas. It's right. The Chiefs. I'm like, all right, here
now
we go.
Now it's time to go. Yeah.